Speaking of a name, right? So we talked about Mekadesh Yedei Avdo, so let's pick it up right and then and there. So this is three lines from the top of Yud Beis Amud Beis. So the Gemara says that Hekdesh prefers that Hekdesh Guvei Nichalei Kehechid L'Shvach Avdei Osa, because it's good to have healthy workers. Daniel, you know, I never asked you, apropos this point, did you ever run a small business?
No.
Okay, so anyway, you know, this is a big thing here. You see, what the Gemara is saying is you always want your employees to be happy, okay? Because if your employees aren't happy, so you're not going to get nearly the same amount of production out of them. So that's what the Gemara is saying, is that even though he was Makdish, Yedei Avdei, nevertheless, Hekdesh prefers that he should be well taken care of. So the Gemara says, so Kaddish Lay. So shouldn't all of the proceeds go to Hekdesh, right, by everything that he produces? We say, Pachos, Pachos, Mishavah Pruta. There's a principle that Hekdesh is in Chal and Pachos, Mishavah Pruta, based on the Mishnah Bav Metzia. Hachanam, Mistabi, Debra Rav, Amakdish, Avdo, so Evid Osev, Ochel, Dilo Avda, Man Palach Lay. Who's going to take care of him? Mimar, Mishlam, Hach, Mailo, Venu, Yachol. So it's very, very clear from this that if the Gemara is already making this stipulation about the Yeved, that this clearly indicates to us that the Adon cannot cut off resources from the Yeved. So Tashma, then Rabbi Yochanan, Hakotei Yad Avdu Shel Chaveiro Nosin Shifter Fuasa L'Rabu V'Osaben Nizon Minat Zdaka. Shmamina. So this is a situation where the Eved receives money from Tzedakah. So it sounds like the master isn't providing for him. To Shmamina Yachla Rav Lo Mele Eved Ase Mibi Nizancha. So the Gemara then responds, Hacha B'Mayaskinan. This has to be some kind of an anomalous case. Ma'alo Mizonos Yachya May Nizon Minatzaka. So we should say La'Adafa. This is just in excess of what he actually requires. Ihachi nizon, it's not the right formulation. Misparnes mi boile, right? It should actually be a situation where he's, you know, taking care of him. Alav shmamina, yachol shmamina. So this seems to establish, right, that the Rav can enter such an agreement with the Eved. About halfway down, Yud Beis Amud Beis. Some Mara knows in Shiftil, who also the Rabbo, Shifto Pshita, that's the most obvious thing in the world, because he would be working for his Rav. If who also Tzrichale, Rufuasa didehu deboi is save bay. You would think that it actually goes to the Ramban has a big chiddush that when it comes to ripoy, it should actually go straight to the doctor. So Gemara says this is an anomalous case. Lo tricha dandula chamisha yomi v'avdulisane charifa v'etzei b'tzlasa yomi ma'u d'seim atzara didehu kamash malon. A very fascinating idea is that the typical course of healing for this particular machala or injury would have been 5 days, but they engage a more aggressive form of treatment, which incurs tsar to the Eved, so you would have naturally assumed that the tsar goes to the Eved, kamash malon, that too goes lirabo. Tanya Amir Blazer, Amarnilo Lemeir, again, they were colleagues, so let's just say Rabbi Meir, Velos Chosu Le'Eved, Shiyotzim Tachas, Le'Rabo Le'Cheros. Amarlanu Chovu Lo, Shim Haya Eved Kohen, Poslo Minatruma. Amarnilo Vimla, Yimirtsa Shalal Azuno, Shalal Afarno, So Rashai. Amarlanu, Ma'ilu Eved Kohen, Shabarach, Veshas Kohen, Shamar Del Baila. But there hasn't been a formal get, nor get shechur. Hello, ochlin v'tshuma, v'zeinu ochel. So he wants to say it's a chov. So, isha chovula, shekein pasla mina truma, as soon as the gerishin goes through, mafsida mina mizonos, is no longer a support obligation. So, ma'ikamerle ma'kam mahadilu, ochi kamerlehu. This is what Rameir is saying. Heshavtuni al mizonos. So, ma'ashe shivuni al truma. He thinks that the truma is really a sticking point. V'chisemri ba izarek legita apostle. Alma. So he'll say that, well, he can always emancipate the Eved, right? This is not like a situation where the Eved's going to get a vote in the matter. Well, we could say he could abscond. If he absconds, you know, this is like the idea of a subpoena. I always laugh when I read this Gemara, right? You can only be subpoenaed if they actually give it to you, right? So, you know, if you're quick enough to run away, so you can't be subpoenaed. So that's what Rav Meir wants to say. So the Gemara says, Taka, it's a very good point. So Shapur Kamalu, some Rav, Hainu to Kamahadri, they must listen, Rav Neshu Kinyanu, Diboy, Shakalar, Bazuze, Miyisrael, Upasalei, Kolhecha, Diisei. So this isn't exactly like a subpoena, the Gemara says, because what I can do is I can transact my Eved without him even being there. I can just sell him, can't emancipate him, but I can sell him to a Yisrael. Therefore, he won't be able to eat Truma altogether. So, Reb Meir, Tenach, Eved Kohen, Eved Yisrael, Ma'ikol Meimer. So, Reb Meir had a point about the Eved Kohen and the Truma, but what about the Eved Yisrael? So, Reb Yishmo Bar Yitzchak, Meishem Afsido, Mishpach, Mishifcha, Knanis. So, Adarab, Reb Matiro, Bavas Chorin, right? This is an aliyah for him. He's going to get to marry a Jewish girl now. It's a de facto Gerus. So, we say, Avdiv, Hakere, Nivkale, Zelale, Shchichale, Peritzale. So, the Gemara says that, you know, this is maybe not the most, aspirational line in the world, but the Eved has a certain preference for the Hefkeris that comes with the Shivcha Knainis, because it's a certain lifestyle that he might enjoy. Now again, let's just be very clear. In the back of this entire discussion, we have Tavla Meitav Tandum, the Meitav Armelo, so we don't have to work very hard to prove that for an Isha, it's a Chovula. For an Eved, the basic idea is that it's a Zechus, unless... otherwise stated. So the Shivcha Knanis is a very important point, the first major point for the day, to bear in mind that that might be, an influencing factor. Now, the next point that we get through is, in many ways, a process point in terms of how the formulations have to be made. So the Mishnah says, Omer Tenu, please make a note of that line, Getzel Ishti Ishtar Shechres Ala Avdi Umeis Lo Yitnu La Charmisa, because it's obviously Batal Mevotal. As we pointed out by the Eved, there's already a Din Yerusha. When it comes to the Isha, what get are we going to be talking about here? Obviously, she's already Isha Kones Atzma Mishtrei Drachim, a get of Misa Sabal. However, it's new Mana Lishponi Vemes, Yitnu Lachar Misa. Maminos is something else. Some of Yitzchak B'Shmuel B'Marta, Mishmei Derav, V'husha Tziburim Nochen B'Karen Zavis. The money has to be set aside. Mayaskin, and even Bari, if you're a healthy person, Ki Tziburin Mayhavi. Even if they're organized, why is that sufficient? Although Mashach, there hasn't been any Kenyan. So Ela B'Shchiv Meira. Remember, there is Shchiv Meira K'ksuvim K'ksum Esur and Damu. So Ma'ir Yet Ziburin. If that's really true, K'et Zibur Nami Do Hakarmelan There is Shchiv Meira K'ksuvim K'ksum Esur and Damu. So Amar Zrid Lolam Bibari. So what about the Kenyan? Yuchad Ravuna Amar Rav Dam Ravuna Amar Rav Manali Biyadcha Tanei Lo Laploni B'Maimet Shloshtan Panav. We'll get to the Maimet Shloshtan in a second, but there is a special organizing principle in Halacha where you're effectively allowed to skip the kinyan, called Maimad Shloshtan, where the Lova, the Malven, some third party is there, a third party who is going to be Zocha in this, if that decision is made. So Maimad Shloshtan is a de facto kinyan. So we're always a little bit concerned when it comes to Divrei Shchiv Meira. You can say Kiksuv Nechum Esurin, but we want to get it right. So when he says a mana, we're always a little bit concerned, are we going to be transferring the right mana? Maybe he's referring to something which is buried underneath his pillow. So the Gemara ends up saying we're not really choshesh for that scenario. So Papa my time alone Rabsavid, top of Yud Gimel Mabez, he says the answer is very simple, because of simple. He says, when Rav said this, Rav said it across the board. It didn't make a difference whether it was a halva'a or a pikadon. Now, what about in the other direction? Rav Zvid, my time alone, Rav Papa. He says, the Mishnah is obviously not talking about a shchiv mira. Lo misukna masnisa b'shchiv mira. Mimai, midiktani ha'omer tenu. Remember I said, keep a note of that. If you have to use that word, that verb, give it, Tenu get zelishti shar shichros ala avdi emes lo yin lachamisa time ademes hamichayim nosnin so time adamer tenu halo amar tenu a nosnin ushchiv meira afal gav lo amar tenu nosnin right when it comes to shchiv meira we assume that because the man is dying he's not going to be able to get all of his eyes dotted and his teeth crossed and get all of his tenu is recited properly so in that situation if our Mishnah is saying tenu it's a raya muvekas that our Mishnah is into dealing with the Shchiv Meira. Because in successive generations, what happened was is that we expanded the principles of Shchiv Meira further and further and further to cover as many cases as possible. The guy is a dead man walking. Even though he's not facing death, but he has the... that some people get very nervous and disoriented when they travel. So even if he didn't say it's new, Rib Shimon Shazuri Omrach HaMesukan, even if somebody is a Chola Mesukan, we're going to apply exactly the same standards. So Maskelor Rashi, Uman Nemla de Masnisan of Shimon Shizurihi, maybe that's only a Das Yacha Dilmirabanani. So Guva Merhuna Merav, Manali Biyadcha, Taneu Lo, Leploni of Maimach Lo Shankana. So this is the case that we're dealing with before, where the Malve, the Lova, and some third party are there. And the Lova agrees to be Mishabed himself, not only to the Malve, which is an obvious situation, but to anybody who's Ba Mikoach the Malve. So for example, Reuven lends Shimon $1 million, and he says, you have to pay me $1 million, or Levi is Ba Mikochi. So that, B'maymad Shloshtan, is a de facto kinyan. Then you're not going to need the Shchiv Meira altogether, because yes, the Shchiv Meira Kiksuv V'chamisurin, Bari, typically we're going to require a kinyan, but B'maymad Shloshtan, we're not going to require a kinyan. Mikoach, Reuven, Asi, Levi. This is the whole principle. B'maymad Shloshtan, it's not going to require a separate kinyan. Maimed Shloshtan constitutes a de facto kinyan. So Amar Rav Amistad Mil said the Rav Bipikadon. Good, granted Bipikadon makes sense. Aval Bimilva Lo Velokim Amar Rav Afilu Bimilva. Even the case of a Halvas. Itvana Mishmol Mishmeid Levi Malva Milva Levi Adcha Tanehu Lo Leploni. Again, Reuven, who's owed $1 million by Shimon, says he wants that debt to be transferred to Levi. My Matsoshan Kana, but I'm a Mai. Amar Amemar Nase Ke Omer Lo Bishas Matan Mos Shabdana Lucha Ludidcha. The Chol De Asu Machmascha. It's as if Shimon said when he borrowed $1 million from Reuven, Bezos Hasha'a Beosa Maisa, that whoever is Ba Mikochacha, Reuven, I owe that $1 million to. So 99.9, repeating 9% of cases, is going to be Reuven. But if Reuven decides he wants that debt transferred to Levi, you could have a secondary market. Now, a word of explanation is in order. This is really the second major point of the day. We're not mechalik. But why did the Gemara think that you could be mechalik between a case of custodianship and halva? So this is really based on two ideas. This is very critical to understand. We're kind of pretty close to the end of Seder Nashim, so when Seder Nezikin comes along, you'll see how important this is. One of the ideas is milva lehotzanis. Now, when it comes to milva, it's much more natural to say, on the one hand, that since you don't really have...
You froze there for about 30...
Okay, let me go back, Aaron. Let me take half a step back, okay? Are you there?
Yeah, now I hear you.
Okay, good. So when it comes... Yeah.
With the beginning of the explanation.
Okay, good. So good news, I didn't explain anything yet. So when it comes to milva, we have this principle, the arch principle, you remember it from Ksuvis, of milva lohotza nisna, right? That, contrary to what I thought, I was like telling this story, you know, when I was a little kid, I'd go to the bank with my mother, so I really believed that they had this drawer, you know, when you sent the money up that chute, that, you know, had our family name on it, and somebody put it in there and, you know, locked it up, and I was very startled to learn, right? You know, I guess I could have made a career in the Fed out of this, that they could do whatever they want with the money. I remember asking my mother, well, what's going to happen if they give away all their money and then we're going to show up at the bank? She says, oh, well, they have, you know, they try not to do that. But that's, I was mechaving to the idea of a liquidity stress test, right? You know, so anyway, I remember talking about this. So the Gemara assumes, milvalotza nisna. Once Reuven gives Shimon $1 million, we don't assume that Shimon has $1 million, right? That's a very important idea. So for Shimon to be mishabed himself, you'd have to come up with this idea that he's mishabed himself be'es nesinas amos. Otherwise, he has no capacity to be mishabed himself to Levi. We don't assume that he has the money altogether. That was one reason. Most Rishonim assume that's a reason to be mechalik between halva and pikadon. The second point is something I developed much later on, which is that actually, from a certain standpoint, unless otherwise stipulated, we see in halacha, this is the big difference between halacha and the financial system as it exists today. The financial system as it exists today, loans are really just financial products, and as we know, sometimes for worse, actually most times for worse, sometimes for better, they can be tranched, they can be bundled, they can be sold. We think about them as highly, highly fungible. But in halacha, it's not really the same way, and I'll prove it to you in just a moment. But if that Reuven gives Shimon $1 million, it's far from obvious to us that Shimon can have any kind of relationship with Levi. Okay? So that's why we thought initially to be mechalik between halva and pikado. Just like the idea of milva lotza nisna, that we're assuming that Shimon is going to, you know, take that money and, you know, go buy a house, go buy a car, go start a business, whatever it is. We don't assume that he has any relationship with Levi. Okay? So the natural assumption was that my matloshtan could work as a kinyan for a pikadon, for something that's discreet, for something that's concrete. But a halva is very much about the personal relationship between the malach and the loka. How can I prove this? The whole din of Shemitah's Ksafim is predicated on this idea, right? We said, Reuven and Shimon have something going with each other. Reuven made a loan of $1 million to Shimon. And then the Torah says, Lo sielo kenosha, lo sesimun alav neshach, right? In chavol tachbol salmasre yachad, bo ha-shemesh nishivenu lo. There's so many halachos that govern how that relationship plays itself out. Levi, or any third party, was never party to that relationship. So unless, again, as the Gemara says, and comes back, it says, the Rav assumed that the Mamad Shloshtan was really Bishas Nesina Samos, so then you can make the argument that Levi somehow gets integrated through that Mamad Shloshtan. Otherwise, a loan between the creditor and a debtor is a highly personal relationship. That's a very, very, very important idea. That's why, I'm not, you know, this is not a value judgment, I'm just pointing out, and that's why Midoraisa, Hamoser Shtaros of Lebesdin works, right? When it comes to Shemitah's Ksafim, if I hand over my Shtaros of Lebesdin and say, you collect the loan, I'm not violating the terms of Shemitah's Ksafim because it really just exists between the Malv and the Lova. So the Halacha had this idea that because a halva isn't just a financial transaction, but it's the highest level of tzedakah. Remember what the Rambam says, an interest-free loan, like getting somebody a job, is the highest level of tzedakah. It really creates a personal relationship between the malv and the lova. Integrating third parties after that moment is very, very difficult to do. So two reasons. Again, a technical reason, milva lotza nisna, and a more fundamental reason, which is that there's a relationship between the malve and the lova that doesn't exist with third parties. Now, that point is so critical to understand, and that's really why you have the idea of Mamad Shloshtan. If we can say that Levi is present at the beginning, or whoever the third party is going to be, so that's something else, right? He was there, as we call it, the origin moment. He was there, you know, at the genesis moment of this bond, so we don't see him as fundamental as Reuven and Shimon are, but he's still enough a part of that relationship. So that is exactly what the Gemara is trying to say over here. When the Gemara says that, you know, Rav had said his statement, again, that the Shibud exists between not only Reuven and Shimon, but even Shimon could be Meshuba to Levi as well. Why? Because the whole idea of Mamad Shloshtan, Tanei L'Poni Mamad Shloshtan, kind of a time of Maya, Marmimer Nase Ka'omer Lo B'Shas Matanos, She'abdana L'chol L'ditcha L'chol D'asu Mach Mascha. It's as if Shimon is saying to Reuven, I'm Meshuba to you and anybody who's Ba Miko Chacha.
So I'm the Rav Ashi La Meimer La Miata.
Yeah.
So what was the first reason you, I didn't catch the words you said?
A milva lehotsa nisna.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So again, that has less to do with Aaron with the personalities and much more to do with the fact that we don't think that he has, quote-unquote, the money anymore. We assume that the reason that he took the loan wasn't to put it underneath his pillow. It's a reasonable assumption. People borrow money because they have some need for the access to the capital. Okay. You know, it's not, he's not just doing it for fun. So Rav Ashi wants to sort of test the outer boundaries of this idea. So Rav Ashi, Lamir Limiata, Hitnilu no Lodim, Lohavu Bishas Matanmos, Hachanami, Lokanu, Afilu Rav Meir, that the Matam Adamakna Davish Lobala Olam, Haimir Davish Yeshna Bolam, of a Davish Bolam Lo. So he makes a very cogent point. He says, now this whole idea, you know, that we're going to be able to integrate somebody who lechora wasn't party to the loan, it's not neither Reuven nor Shimon, it's not the Malva or the Lova, we should establish an outer boundary on that. It'd have to be individuals at least existed in the world, Bishas Matan Mos. Why? Because even if you hold like Reb Meir, and Reb Meir has a famous shita, that a person can somehow transact the Davar Shaloba Olam, that's only true on the level of the Chafza. Right? Reb Meir had this outlying view. We don't accept this view. But Reb Meir, you know, has a view that, okay, this doesn't exist yet. You know, I was to give the example of real estate in Israel. So real estate in Israel works in a way that's way too risky for my blood. But the way that it works over there is they build developments, right? And the idea is you buy into development before it even exists. It's davar shelo ba'olam, right? People have heard about this, I assume. that you give the money to this kablan, and you know the plan is they're going to have 200 units, right? So, and they're saying each unit is $1 million. So they go around the New York metropolitan area, and they say we're going to call it Ramot, whatever, Ramot Yud Gimel, and everybody's going to give us 70% right now, and you'll pay the balance, the 30%, when the house actually gets built. Okay, so that's in halacha a davar shelo bala olam. It doesn't exist yet. It's somebody's plan. It may happen. It may not happen. The government may decide for a million and one bureaucratic reasons that it can't happen. You know, some people do this. Wouldn't be for me. So in any event, when it comes to a davar shelo bala olam, Reb Meir was the one who said, "Yeah, that house it doesn't exist yet. It's subject to a transaction." But Reb Meir never said that with people that don't exist yet in the world. So again, if you want to be Meshabed Shimon, who took $1 million as a loan from Reuven to a third party Levi, Levi better at least have existed in the world at that time. If Levi wasn't even alive, so now that goes well beyond a Davar Shelo Bala Olam. That's an Adam. That's a Gavra Shelo Bala Olam. So Rav Ashi is pointing out is, all right, I could see somehow with the Malva and the Lova integrating a third party later on, the Mamad Shloshtan, even without a separate kinyan, because it's Na'asa like, you know, being there at the, you know, the origin, the inception moment. But what I can't assume is that this could possibly work for somebody who wasn't in the world at that time. Milva Lohotsa Nisna. Shimon doesn't have the money anymore. Second of all, as I was pointing out, the relationship between Malva and Lova is something of a personal relationship. It's not just a financial relationship. You know, everybody, I think, has this experience, and I'll wrap up on this point. You know, whenever you're a young person, right, and, you know, your first home and mortgage and everything, and you get your notice 3 months later that your mortgage, you know, that you felt so, it's a sense of proprietary relationship with. Your mortgage has been sold, right, with a million other mortgages, obviously, from Bank X to Bank Y. And you've never heard of Bank Y. Now, all of a sudden, you know, they're part of your life. And you feel at that moment, at least I can speak for myself, it's happened 25 times since then, so there's a diminishing returns. But the first time I said, but I didn't make a deal with these guys, right? So that... that's not the way the system works in America. A mortgage is like any other debt in the world. They can do whatever they want with it, right? They could give it to their grandmother. They could give it to some other company. It just makes no difference. It's a loan. So in halacha, we say a loan is a more personal kind of a thing. There has to be a method of integrating that third party back, you know, into the inception moment. So that's the whole idea of Imamat Shloshtan. It wasn't so obvious. And like we said, you know, when Rav Ashi is coming, making a point, he says, look, if you didn't exist in the world, that's really unfair because there's no way a Lovek could be Meshabed himself to a person that doesn't exist. Says, a Davar Shelo Bala Olam, okay, fine. For Meir, we could accept that. A Gavra Shelo Bala Olam, that would be, you know, an absolute red line. Okay, so again, just a few important points to review. So,
Rabbi, I just asked, did you explain already the mechanism?